This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, effects of satisfaction and submission to God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effects of satisfaction and submission to God in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, we need to teach our kids that they need to learn how to be satisfied and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to do that, we need to talk about the effects of submission and satisfaction. The very first effect that we can talk about is the ones who is purely submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are satisfied for what Allah has given to them. The very first effect is that whenever they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever they do supplications, their supplication or prayers are accepted. And when they pray for anyone else, Allah accepts that. And this means that whenever a person is supplicating, whenever someone is praying, Allah answers. Allah accepts their prayers. And He never refuses them. And that's why Imam Hassan alayhi salam has said that I will guarantee for the one who live for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is totally submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes istijabu da'wa. Istijabu da'wa means that his supplications, his prayers are answered. And he get this power that whenever he prays for anyone, it is accepted. On the other hand, we can see that there are other effects as well. For example, the second effect which we can talk about is that he becomes someone who is free of need. And this is very important that we become free of need in our daily life. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the effects of submission and satisfaction to God. We said that one of the effects is that a person who is submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who is satisfied for what Allah has made for him of this life and whatever Allah has given to him, then he will become needless. He become free of need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is free of need. In chapter Ikhlas, when we read Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad. This samad word, samad, means that he is free of need. He has everything. And the one who is free of need, he make us free of need. He make us needless when we are connected to him. And that's why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also has said that irda bima qassam Allahu lak. Be happy for what Allah has put for you, what He has given to you. Takun ghaniya. If you're happy on that, then you will become ghani. You will become needless. You will become rich. He will give you a lot. He will give you in a way that you will be needless. And if you are needless, it means that you're not raising your hands in front of others. You're not begging to others for the help. Rather, you're helping the others. And you get a higher status because you're helping the others. Therefore, it is necessary to teach our kids, to teach our generations, that they need to know about the effects of being submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being satisfied for what He has made for us, what He has placed for us, so that we become needless, so that we become the one whom Allah always listens to His supplications and He answers to them. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.